This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to say thank you again to the Commissioner of the Department of Agricultural Resources from Massachusetts, John LeBeau, for coming on. Just talking a little bit about this tomato contest, but not just about the tomato contest. It's not just about that, which is, it's still pretty cool. But talking about the mass agriculture in general, I mean, the numbers he was throwing out when it came to locally grown food, amazing. I mean, 7 million pounds of tomatoes are grown in Massachusetts. Can you believe that? Oof. I will leave you with this. So it's a fruit, right? You put fruit in smoothies. Does that make ketchup a smoothie? It's a question I'm going to ask when I'm there, but I digress. Anyways, we got some calls on the line. Let's get back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Rocco's in Massachusetts.
Rocco, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about I planted a tulip poplar tree.
Okay.
Probably about 5 years ago.
Yep.
It's doing well. It's got to be at least 25 feet high, but it never bloomed. And I'm wondering, you know, why the tree isn't blooming.
Okay. And which variety again was it?
A tulip poplar.
Okay.
Tree.
So, all right. So, I mean, it does take some time to grow. When you put it in, was it already like a 10-foot tree or something along that line?
Oh no, it was just a sprig. I mean, it grew very fast.
Yeah, no, they tend to go crazy. But sometimes it takes a number of years for them to flower. Sometimes they're too young.
You're not mature yet.
Exactly. Sometimes it can take up to like 15 years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's just because they grow so quickly, they're not, like, the branching and everything isn't as mature because they can grow up to, like, 3 feet a year, maybe more. And so what happens is it's not completely strong and it's just focusing on growing. And so that first, like, 10 years or so, it's just putting on more growth and more growth and more growth and more growth. So that could be part of it, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is when they do finally bloom, they actually are at the top of the tree. So you might have had some flowers way up there. You didn't see them if it, you know, maybe it was mature enough. Because sometimes but they're just right on the top and you don't see it.
Yeah, I've checked it, you know, pretty thorough. I think it's like you say, it's just still growing. Because they get pretty big, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them get up like to 80 feet tall.
Yeah, I gave it quite a bit of room. Okay. I was just wondering whether I was doing something wrong or whether I had to fertilize it or do something.
No. Well, so here's the thing, right? You just want to just an all-purpose type tree fertilizer for it, you know, in the spring and then in the fall at half the rate. So this fall you could use tree tone from Espoma at half the rate that it says on the package that you would use for spring.
Yeah.
Right? And from there, in the spring, use the regular rate. You're going to do that on the drip line of the tree. So however wide it is, that's where you're going to work on it.
You want to fertilize it.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing is on the trunk of the tree. It's probably about maybe 4 inches in diameter.
Yep.
It actually split. It didn't weep or anything, but the trunk actually split. But it didn't, like I say, it didn't weep or do anything like that. It healed.
Yep.
Is that some kind of damage that happened to it, or does it happen naturally?
Not necessarily. So sometimes with trees, they almost create like stretch marks on there. And they just pop because they're growing so quickly. And on a tree like this, when it's growing so much in one season, it can thicken up so quick that it's almost like little stretch marks on the sides. Now, the one thing I would look for on the trunk to see if there's something going on is, are there any, it looks like tracks on the side. If you're not seeing any tracks or anything, it's just a regular, crack that happened, got covered up. You'd be looking for, a lot of times these guys have more issues with like a powdery mildew or a leaf spot. They don't have a lot of insects. They're more disease than insect, issues, on these guys. So that's, I wouldn't worry about like a borer or something like that. A borer, you might actually see some like tracking on the side of it, where it almost raises the bark up just a little bit, after that, where that crack was. Okay. So look around there. If you're seeing that, maybe it's you'll take a look at it. Look for a, borer type insect, killer.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to be the case on this.
No, I think, if there was any kind of disease or anything like that, you'd notice it at the leaves.
Yeah. You would have already seen it.
Leaves are nice and green and, they're healthy.
Yeah.
But I think it's like you say, it's just a growing, this thing is growing like crazy.
Yeah, and it tends to happen with trees that have like a rapid growth because they're just stretching and stretching, and that's just, the bark can't keep up with the growth.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
All right. Yeah. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellie's in Pituit.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I don't know whether it's stupid or not.
Oh, there's no stupid questions here. Don't worry.
I know. I haven't been able, I have two perennial gardens, and I haven't been able to do anything all year long because I've been sick and I had surgery on my hand and all that. So now I got all weeds amongst my perennials. Is there any way I can put something on the weeds to kill them, but not my perennials?
So there is a product out there that I am going to look up to make sure. What types of perennials do you have in there?
Well, I've got hibiscus and Batista, false indigo, and phlox.
So the weeds that you have coming in there, are they like grassy type weeds all over it? Like, they look almost like tall pieces of grass?
No. They're different looking. You can tell the weeds.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely can. Now, so there is a product out there, and I'm looking to see at the specifics of what some of these, like the Liriope's one. So that's good. That's a perennial. I'm looking at the back of the package online here at the same time, because there's a product out there called Over the Top 2 from Fertiloom. It's a grass killer, a weed killer, that will kill some of those weedy type grasses, and you can put it over the top of other plants and not harm the plant. Right?
But to put it on the weeds, but not the perennials.
Yep, and it not harm the perennials. So,
who is it by?
It's called Fertiloom.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, it's called Over the Top 2. And it's a selective herbicide, so it will kill some of these plants without injuring your perennials, some shrubs. There's like 7 pages of plants that it will not harm. So I'm trying to, as we talk, read a little bit through it. Trying to see if we get the lupine here.
And then in the spring.
Yep.
Can I put preen down to stop?
Oh, of course. Definitely. I would.
Coming, but it won't harm my perennials.
Nope, won't harm the perennials. That is a perfect idea for you to do.
What part of the spring would you do that?
Early spring, before anything starts to sprout up, I would definitely do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Ellie, have a great one.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before I get into the calls, we had somebody call in before about like 8:30-ish and had a question, and we didn't want them to sit on hold for that whole time. So they left the question with Nathan for me. It was about jumping worms. He found some in his mulch and his wood chips. And he was wondering, you know, what to do with it. Is it going to ruin his lawn? What's it going to do? Well, I wish I had a good answer. But it could. It really could harm a lot. There's two things I want you to do. First, I want you to call the Department of Agriculture or the UMass Extension. If you're in Massachusetts, if you're in New Hampshire, one of those. Call them and tell them that you have found this. They want to hear these things, right? Because this is becoming an invasive species of worm. It is a worm, looks like a earthworm, right? It has the band on it, but it's a lot brighter white band. And they're called jumping worms because when they get exposed, all they do is just like jump like crazy. You know, fidget around, all these things. Not like an earthworm does when it's, you know, when you have it in your hands, it kind of moves around. This thing, you will know the difference. Now, what does it do? So it will eat, you know, it'll eat the nutrients in the soil, just like an earthworm does. But an earthworm gives back. It gives its earthworm castings, which everything it's digested comes right out the other end, right? And it's actually good for the soil. The jumping worm, what it does is it eats it, it digests it, it comes out the back, but it's the castings are so hard that it makes all the castings that it creates hard and no nutrients can get through it or survive. And so it will just eat up the soil and can ruin the area and ruin the soil. So, what are some things you can do? If it's in a wood pile or something along those lines, they don't like the heat. So if it's a compost area, get some compost starter to turn up the heat in there. Turn the pile a bit so the heat can really, you know, get to the other areas and expose some of it. Keep that area in the sun versus in the shade. You might find it more in the shade. But the heat, it doesn't like the heat. There is no actual way right now of eradicating these jumping worms. There isn't. There's nothing. And, you know, there are some things out there. I heard a few things. It was the type of seed that you could put down that it would eat and kill it. But I'm not seeing anything that is has information on that. So, like I said, contact the UMass extension or UNH extension or wherever you are, that extension. Department of Agriculture might be part of it too, because we want to see how we can get rid of these things. So please do that, and then, you know, get that area into the sun, the heat. The only thing you can really do to eradicate them, to kill them, is to pick them and put them in like a bucket of water. Get them gone that way. All right? All right, Nathan, let's get into the next call. We'll start them up before the break. So who's up next?
John's in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I think it's a quick question. I have a Rosa rugosa bushes.
Yep.
They're probably about, I don't know how many there are, but it runs about 20 feet in front of my house along the street. And the street's kind of busy. And the bushes, I mean, they're doing really great, but they're starting to grow into the road. And I noticed that in the morning, well, not in the morning, well, in the morning when I walk, I see that cars might be swiping some of them along the edge because they're sticking way out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of cutting them off, but is now a good time to cut them off, or should I wait a little bit? I don't want them to get real damaged, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would cut them right now, honestly, because they're going to do more damage than good for you, right? Because ripping of branches like that, ripping out of the plant does more damage. It's not a clean cut, so it's harder for the plant to callus over and form a callus to help protect it, right?
Right.
The other thing I would look to do is this fall, or even right now, you could actually do it because we have plenty of time, put some rose tone on the plants just to give them something back so that they can pull that energy in to get into the root system for the winter.
Okay.
So you just help them overwinter a little bit, all righty?
Sounds great.
All right, John.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a few minutes.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced that she has taken a drug test in the wake of a leaked video which showed her dancing and lip-syncing at a party. Marin addressed the controversy at a press conference, calling the demands for a drug test, quote, unjust.
I present a younger generation, an individual, a person, a real person also, even though I'm a prime minister. So I won't change the way I behave.
Marin, who became the youngest prime minister in Finnish history when she was elected in 2019, said she did not have work responsibilities the weekend she was at the party. This is not the first time she has come under fire by her opponents and the media for dancing and attending parties. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office. Also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have a couple calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Lee's in New Hampshire.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. Yeah, so first of all, thank you. Thank you for dedicating your Sundays. I appreciate that. You know, I know many of us do, so... You know, we really appreciate it. Now, the questions are bugs. Let's start with the fly and then the grasshopper. You know, just the two of them are just taking over, it seems like. Is there a way to deal with them things?
Well, yeah, so, you know, we're the flies, the common flies, the, you know, mosquitoes, all of them in the yard. There's a number of ways to do some things. So... We need to first, in the yard, find any water source that's just sitting there. It could be a rain barrel. It could be a a bird bath. It could be gutters. It could be a pond. It could be anything, right? Standing water is where the mosquitoes and the flies will reproduce and... become, the large amount of it. So there's a number of ways to prevent those. First, you know, some of the easy ones, just dumping out the water.
But okay.
Second, there are products out there, and there's a perfect product from Summit Solutions called Mosquito Dunks or Mosquito Bits. Now, these dunks, it's organic. It's a bacillus product, so it is a strain that... will actually kill the, when they're in the early stages of becoming a mosquito, and the larvae, right? And then will help prevent them for up to 30 days because it's getting rid of them in the standing water. So if you have like a rain barrel, right, you're trying to save water. You're keeping it on there when it actually rains. But if there's rain water in there, it's sitting there creating mosquitoes. And so putting these dunks in there will help prevent that from happening so you can continue on with your, you know, saving water that way. It's fine for streams or ponds in the area. What I even found is I had an area in the back that was in a shady area. It was all leaves, but it was very wet inside it. And there was almost some sitting water in there. And you could see, like, little flies popping up through there. And I was like, oh, geez, I didn't even think of that. So cleaning up some of those areas is a good thing. The other thing is they have a spray from Summit Solutions that you can spray all around the house and on the understory type trees and shrubs. And it's a permethrin-based, and they also have a there's another product, too, that you can spray everything, and it will help kill the mosquitoes and flies that are there. One other thing that we've heard is, so if you're outside, I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but if you're outside just sitting on a porch or a deck or a patio, the flies and mosquitoes, they actually can't fly right if there's moving air, right? So bringing a fan out into the area just to move some of the air around you will actually keep some of those flies down, because they are so small that when they hit into a windy area, they can't actually continue to fly, so they just stop. So that's an option as well.
Can I interrupt you? That is one of the things that I think that's how I think they got here. The wind blew, and next thing you know, it stopped, and just all of a sudden flies. I mean, it was just that, just like that.
Yeah. So they kind of just go into shady areas too. They're very lazy type insects. So that's probably what you're seeing on them. I would look to do some of those, get rid of any of the, there might be some standing water. I know it's tough to say, especially in a drought. But that could be part of it. Okay, and now, what was your question in regards to the grasshopper?
So there's so many of them. They're green, if you will, the color of a leaf until they get big. And, when they're a little quarter inch up to 2 inch, I think I've killed over 83 of, well, I don't think, I've killed over 83 of them, the small ones, and the big ones, I don't know how many. So there's a lot of them, just chomp, chomp, chomp. Same thing, I like to get rid of them.
Okay. Now, so that one's, a little bit different. Sometimes with them, they have some natural enemies like a nematode that's in there that can get them while they're in the early stages. If there's a lot of birds around, birds will actually eat the grasshoppers. That's a natural way of getting rid of it. But the thing is, grasshoppers can just, they can lay like tons of eggs in an area.
Okay.
And they just go crazy, right?
So I got to get some lizards and some bird food.
Yeah, unfortunately, but no. So here's something that it just, they actually want you to eliminate some of the tall grasses and weeds that are around the plants that you want to protect, like your perennials, your shrubs and everything. Because they like the bigger grasses and weeds to land on, to prey on. So what it does is it makes it easier for, like, the birds to prey on them. I don't know of, like, an actual control, like a spray. Right, I'd have to really look into it more, because I haven't heard as much of an issue for it. They don't like open fields for laying their eggs. So if there's more openness and there's more like lower grasses, etc., that could be part of it. And they like weedy areas, so cleaning up some of those areas might be part of it. I'm trying to think what else we could do.
Let's ask another question. Does Summit Solutions have something for the red ant and the little small ant? Do they have something for them too?
I'm going to have to take a look, but they do have a number of other products as well for there. The permethrin that's in there would work with the insects, with the ants as well. Are they all over the lawn? Are they all over, like, patios? Are they...
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. And sometimes, you know, the walkway, they'll be, you know, attacking something. You know, something, you know, just all of a sudden see them moving. It's like, where are you guys going and what are you doing up here?
Gotcha. So they have a tick and flea spray that is the permethrin. And the permethrin would actually take care of some of those insects as well. One product that does really well with ants is bifenthrin, which is the active ingredient in, like, an ant control. Bonide has a ant, flea, and tick control that would possibly work for it. But the tick and flea spray, being permethrin, it's in the same family, should be able to take care of some of those ants as well.
Great. You know, Thank you for your time.
You should definitely take a look at, go to their website. It is summitchemical.com. You could also just Google Summit Responsible Solutions, and they have tons of information of what they have and what they can be, you know, used for.
That's great. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Lee. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe we have some more calls on the line. Is that right, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Betty's in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you much, Patrick, for taking my call. I have a problem with they are repaving streets, and National Grid also did some work on the street, and they dug up the whole street, like the outer edge of the street. And they finished paving, and National Grid has finished, but the lawn, I called up and I said, when are you going to reseed? And he said, well, we have reseeded, but it hasn't been successful because of the drought and because of the hot weather. But he said, we're coming in late September to hydro seed. So I went out to the lawn, and I saw all crabgrass. It was green, but I didn't want crabgrass there.
Yeah.
So I dug up the whole thing. I dug up everything. And then I realized how compact the soil was. It was really very, very, very compact. And I thought, now what should I do? I have plenty of peat moss. I bought those big bags of peat moss. And I have fertilizer and plantone. And I was thinking, you know, if they're coming in late September, what should I do to make sure that it takes, the seed takes?
Well, so if they're coming to hydro seed, so anybody who gets hydro seeding that I talk to, I always recommend putting seed down before they hydro seed. I know that sounds...
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's good.
So I always just say throw a bunch of seed over the area, because sometimes if it's on like a little bit of a hill, or even if there's a little bit of runoff,
right,
the water is going to pull some of it.
Oh, okay.
So you're adding extra seed, because they're shooting this out of a tank that is water, seed, and then there's usually like a paper mix to it that's supposed to hold it in place.
Okay.
But if it gets too wet and it runs off, the seed runs with it.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So if you can put some seed down first, you know, if you find out when they're coming, you know, go out there a few days before, get it down over the top the best you can. What I'd look for you to do is, they usually don't have a huge amount of starter fertilizer in that mixture, but you seem to have talked to them about it, and ask if they have a starter fertilizer in the soil, in the hydro.
Okay, that's great to know. I will call them again tomorrow.
Yeah, so if they don't have a starter fertilizer in there, you could pick one up. And you're in Lowell, you could go to the Tewksbury Mahoney's. They have a starter fertilizer in like a 4.5 pound bag that will do about 1,000 square feet. You put that down, then put your grass seed down, and then let them seed on top. You know, they might not want to give you all the information, but if they're putting a chemical or any type of product down, they need to tell you what they're using.
Definitely
just find out, you know, hey, is there a starter fertilizer mixed in with the hydro seed in the liquid? What are you using? And even ask them what are the nutrients, what's the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium levels, so the NPK.
Right.
Because sometimes they might have a starter fertilizer in there that's not really enough. So those are the things I would be doing.
But I shouldn't put the grass seed down at this point. I should wait until maybe a week before they come?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, thank you so much. Because, I mean, I don't want them to have green.
Understandable. We're going to take a break.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a couple calls left to get to, and you're right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Sonia's in Cape Cod.
Sonia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi.
My problem is crabgrass. In October, we had a terrible storm here, and I lost all my grass. And I've been here for 42 years, and I always had nice grass. So in the spring, the landscaper said to just get compost, and we put the black beauty seed down.
Okay.
And now my yard is actually a crabgrass yard. So I don't know why that happened. I followed everything that they said on the Jonathan Green. And so I'm wondering, how can I fix that? Should I just let the crabgrass take over, or it's all over the yard?
No, I wouldn't let it just take over, but there are some... The thing about crabgrass is it will go dormant soon. It's going to die back, and you'll be able to reseed. So I want you to do some reseeding this fall, okay?
Okay.
And so
when? When would you suggest?
So probably in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
If you would like to get rid of some of the weeds that are in the lawn right now, there's some products out there from Bonide. One of them's called Weed Beater Complete or Weed Beater Ultra. Okay?
You attach it
to the hose and you spray over the entire lawn and it will kill the weeds that you don't want being there. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them will get rid of some of the crabgrass as well because it is considered a weed. But not necessarily everything. But what I want you to do is once you've killed this product, and usually right on the package, it'll say reseed in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right? So you have to wait those 2 weeks so that the chemical itself is no longer there to prevent the seeds from growing.
Mm-hmm.
So in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, that's when you'd start the lawn renovation, right? So let's count back a little bit. So we said 2 weeks, so you could do it today to get rid of some of those weeds. Give it some time because you're also going to want to add in some of the areas that maybe you know, maybe there's a little bit of a dip there, or you just want to add some new soil or compost level on top of everything to really get it going. And then what I would look to do is once you've done that, use a starter fertilizer for the lawn, right? That starter fertilizer is going to have a heavy middle number. So the middle number is going to be higher than the other two. So nitrogen will be like maybe a 10, phosphorus will be like a 26, and then the potassium will be like a 10. It'll be minimal. But this is going to help your lawn start to develop for the end of the year. And then what I'd want you to do, if possible, 6 weeks from when you put that starter fertilizer down and the lawn's growing, you can put down a winter fertilizer to help help that lawn get ready for the winter and get ready for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then following spring, to help prevent the crabgrass, there's a product out there that's a crabgrass preventer. But I want you to use it twice because there's early season crabgrass and then there's late season crabgrass.
Okay.
So you put it down beginning of April and then you can put it again down again in middle of May as your step one and two. And what that does is that helps prevent a lot of that crabgrass from growing. But also the active lawn, when it's growing, will help prevent it too. So it's a two-phase approach to it that should really help you with the lawn. Okay? And just watering as much as you can, as much as allowed, right? That Black Beauty seed is a great seed that goes deep into the roots, so it loves deep waterings. So you definitely can use that and be successful. Okay.
Now let me ask you something, because I never had crabgrass before. I could actually pick it up with my hands. And this time I did the process that is supposed to be, and the yard is full of it. What is it that it's this season it's really bad, or what?
It's the drought that has a lot to do with it, because the weeds weeds thrive on not ideal conditions, right? So that's part of it. And the other is that they could be in the neighbor's yards in the area, and that's what's happening. Alrighty.
I see.
I appreciate the call. I do got to go because it's the end of the show, but thank you so much for calling, Sonia. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. That's it. We'll be back next week. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll see you later.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.